If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, the morning pitching podcast from pitcherlist.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 27th. Happy Memorial Day. We do not take a break here at Pitcher List, and we are going to talk about baseball. I wanted to talk about Nick Martinez yesterday. Why? Because he went against the Dodgers for the second time in three games, and he was great. This was as a follower. I apologize profusely when I did my streaming article. I had Brent Suter. I didn't realize I should have the Nick Martinez was going to be following. I will mention I would not have put him high at all. So it's not, you know, it wouldn't have been recommended in any way. But here comes Nick Martinez, who in the previous start had gone seven thrown changeups. I got this. It was of six pitches, his least thrown pitch. So sixth most thrown pitch, which is wild because Nick Martinez's changeup, I believe, is his best offering. It has all the good things that you want as far as pitch metrics go. And to see him think that maybe this was a pitch that only gets that works because it's set up by others is so wrong to me, because I feel like this is like a Marco Estrada thing, a Michael Wacha thing, where the changeup really is the lifeblood, I think, of Nick Martinez. So what does he do, actually? After that start, Nick Martinez decides, you know what, maybe that changeup is a big part of it. And all of a sudden, he throws it 27% of the time, the second most thrown pitch with his four-seamer, 4.1 innings, 0 in runs, 1 hit, 0 walks, and 3 Ks against the Dodgers in 64 pitches. And that's cool. You know, that is a situation of a guy changing his approach a bit and doing something new and having success with it. And I really actually think that you're going to see more of that from Nick Martinez, throwing more of those changeups, 13 for 18 strikes. It was only one whiff, and he did allow his only hit on a changeup. It was 2-2 down in the zone, like pretty much out of the zone. Teoscar Hernandez on his front foot threw the bat at it, and it floated into left shallow left field along the line for a double. And like, that's just not whatever. Here's the thing though, Nick Martinez is probably going to be ousted now with Nick Lodolo starting today. And that's not fair. It's like Nick Martinez gets his opportunity for three straight games, kills it, just like last year, and then he gets displaced again. And it's just, it's frustrating. You know, obviously he didn't kill it against the Padres, yes, but that was because the changeup was not thrown much. So keep an eye on Nick Martinez. I think that if he does get another opportunity, which he will, he's sure to, Nick Martinez leaning in on the changeup is a good thing for him, and there could be a very sneaky play there. Kyle Bradish against the White Sox, 7 innings of 0 runs, 11 strikeouts, 0 hits in 7 innings. And he got pulled. Those 103 pitches, and well, you know, the first guy, Danny Colombe, allowed a home run. Ta-da! Yeah, that's going to be an ace is going to ace tag for Bradish. You love to see it. I mean, 11 strikeouts. I know it's the White Sox and stuff, but come on. We know this. Logan Webb against the Mets. I was there. 7 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 8 Ks. And actually, what was kind of funny here, he had 11 whiffs of on his sinker. And I remember watching one specific at bat against Jeff McNeil, who was being a pest. He was hitting all of these pitches foul. But the thing is, Logan Webb wasn't executing a single sinker the way he wanted to. And you can actually see that McNeil was very much timed for something slow, the changeup essentially, or the slider, and that the sinker was the pitch that he was trying to survive on, right? Every batter does this. They're going to be time for one, either the 80s or the 90s, really. And that means that they are confident in themselves to be able to adjust to the other one. And it was clear as a sinker that Logan Webb could beat guys on. That's why he had 11 whiffs on it. He finally executed a good sinker to McNeil. He struck out, so on and so forth. It's good to see from Logan Webb. Good changeups down. The Mets went one way. He went the other. Was able to execute it. You'd love to see it. Ace is going to ace. You've held on after I threatened removing it, Logan Webb. Ryan Weathers against the Diamondbacks. 6 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks. That's a gold star because he's still doing it. And I didn't expect it. It's 3 starts now of dominance from Ryan Weathers. I just can't endorse him against the Rangers. I just don't think that his four-seamer is that good. The secondaries don't look like anything that's super sustainable. But you know what? Results are there. And if you want to go after it against the Rangers, go ahead. I do not think that's going to work out. Taz Bradley had like 3 different tags in this one because he's a general disarray. He could be a hipster. He could be a cherry bomb. All this stuff is to say that Taz Bradley going 5 innings and 0 runs, 1 hit, 3 walks and 6 Ks is awesome against the Royals. I'm still a major skeptic of the long-term effect of, well, the long-term success. And you could say, Nick, he's done 4 games now of success. One was just like a bad inning or two of home runs, and that's it for Taj Bradley. And I say, you're completely right. Also, I think that volatility is still here to stay. He gets Baltimore next as a righty. You can do that if you really want. But I think we're at that point of saying, look, Taj Bradley, you might be better than, you might be more helpful than harmful. I'm going to stick to what I originally said, though. I just watched the guy and I just think this command is just not good enough, and that just terrifies me. Sonny Gray against the Cubs, 5 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 8 Ks. He's getting the ace is going to ace tag. This is exactly who he should be. Blake Walston against the Miami Marlins. You're like, who is that? Well, he has 91-92 heat with an array of secondaries that are really, really nothing. You don't want anything to do with Blake Walston pitching for Arizona. Chris Sale is an ace, of course, against the Pirates. And, I mean, he should have been in that top tier last week. He wasn't. 7 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. He's just so good right now. I might have him in the top 5. I don't know. We've got to figure it out. And, yes, of course, I'm doing the list today on Memorial Day. Why? Because it ruins my entire week when I don't. Okay? I have a whole setup of how I work Monday through Friday. I have the OTC, then I've got the Fireside, then I've got the Craft, and that gets messed up. Then the whole thing gets messed up. Can't do it. Just can't do it. I'm going to do the list later today. Come jump on the stream if you are around. Renel Blanco against the Athletics got 17 whiffs, 7 innings of 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. Yep, it's almost like Blanco is dope and makes us feel dope. He's good. Obviously, the A's, I'm not going to say Ace is going to ace yet, but I mean, he's back on track. The sticky stuff to me, again, was not the reason for his success. I feel like he just got ousted for some reason. He got pinpointed, and that's just so stupid. Spin rates were not different. Okay, cool. Tanner Houck against the Brewers. 6 innings, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks. The whip isn't fun, but everything else is. And honestly, like, Houck has just been so good. We just keep riding with this. It is interesting. He's doing the same old thing every time, which is sinkers are going to be arm side, splitters are going to be arm side, and then you have a lot of sliders all over the zone. Just fills it all up like you're trying to stay inside the lines. So it's been working. That's really cool. It does feel a little, precarious, but it's working. So who cares what I think? Like, you just keep doing it. Joe Musgrove against the Yankees. Really nice to see they went 5.1 innings of 1 run, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 5 Ks. He didn't earn a single four-seamer whiff. It was his most thrown pitch. But the curveball and the slider were good enough. Everything looks fine. We're going to keep going with Musgrove. It's not overwhelming, so I feel like he's just a Holly at best here. Clark Schmidt against the Padres. He's essentially looking at Holly, too. 5 innings of 1 run, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 6 Ks. And here's the thing. The cutter. Remember the pitch that I've been saying the entire year that Clark Schmidt needs to figure out? 10 whiffs. Here we go. He's got it. He's developed in the way that he should have, and it's so fun to see that because that's the thing. Is I want to believe at times when they show up in spring training and they have their first couple of starts that this is who they are for the year and that they lock that in. But then there's so many guys like Clark Schmidt who just develop and you're like, okay, this is going to be something that changes with more time and hopefully they improve. I mean, you can also think about Luis Gil in this case too. And it's pretty dang cool. So yeah, awesome to see it all around. And Good stuff there, Clark Schmidt. We have Aaron Brooks against the Astros, 4.1 innings of one run. Hey, way to be. Oh, my gosh. It was 400 runs, and you allowed 12 base runners. Yeah, don't go after Aaron Brooks. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Tobias Myers against the Red Sox, 4.1 innings, one earned run, six hits, zero walks, four Ks. Actually, not so bad. 64 pitches, though. And once his secondaries really take a proper leap, I think there actually is something there. We might just want to consider him a young gun for now. If you don't know what that is, essentially means probably not that relevant this year, but he could be something of significance next season. We also had Gerson Garabito pitching for the Rangers, literally not even in our system. 3.1 innings, one earned run, two hits, four walks in two cases, made his MLB debut. And this was the mystery pitcher who stepped in for Eovaldi, who just needs a little bit more time. It's not anything that you should write home about and focus on, so no thank you. And Martin Perez, 3 innings and 1 run against Atlanta, and then he left with a groin injury, and you just got to feel bad for him. All right, we have other guys to talk about, including Garrett Crochet, Ben Lively, Michael Wacha, etc., etc., and we're going to talk about all of that after this break.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Ben Lively gave us the streaming pick of the week. Not the week, I don't know. It was of the day. Peel bought and me, of course, took it. Got the win, 7 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Honestly, he gets the Nats now, and there's like no reason not to continue this. He's just doing well at the top of the zone with his fastballs, and that's cool. Garrett Crochet against the Orioles. What an awesome game. 6 innings, 200 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 11 strikeouts with a King Cole. And he did this as a lefty, not in Baltimore, against the Orioles. That is awesome. What's cool is, well, I don't know if it's cool, but the cutter was the main pitch here. A lot of his whiffs came on that pitch. And I really want Crochet to showcase that he has his changeup and slider working more. Right? Like, I don't think that the four-seamer cutter is enough overall for sustainability. We've seen him go up and down, and I just want to see that he has those things in the back pocket. But obviously, this was working super well against righties. Makes sense. So, yeah, it's just Garrett Crochet. I hope you can become that ace and everything. I mean, you're kind of acting like one now. It's pretty cool. And I'm honestly, there's something to be said about the first three starts being so good, and he had his valley. It was three starts of just uh-oh. And when you see guys come out the other end and perform well for more than one start after that, they generally hold on to it more. So really cool to see that from Garrett Crochet. Michael Wacha's looking more like his old self. 6 innings, 200 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. You love to see that. Changeup is working. Overall command is good. Now he does get the Padres. Not really something I love, but I think Wacha's in a much better place than he was at the beginning of the season, and we're cool with that. The unquantifiable, that is Cal Quantrill against the Phillies, formerly of So-So Cal when he was part of the Padres, one of the best nicknames ever had, but also is a little too negative, so never mind. 6 innings, 200 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks as he's continued his Vargas role. It is absolutely bonkers. Cal Quantrill. Oh my gosh, this splitter is just killing it. 18 whiffs and a 50% curveball CSW, 50% CSW on that curve. Wow, against the Phillies in Coors. He gets the Dodgers next. It's like, what, 8 out of 9 games now, or 7 out of 8 have been just great? Like, what is going on? Cal Quantrill, what an unbelievable Vargas role this is. Sean Manaea against the Giants, 5 innings, 200 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. He made it work. You know, it wasn't really like the greatest thing ever, but it's the Giants, and 16 whiffs, like, all right, Sean Manaea is really like the most obvious Toby, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fan. I don't really want to go after it, but sometimes it works, and okay. Patrick Corbin against the Mariners. He had a poor quality start in a 1 whip and 4 Ks. It might be like his best start of the year. Yeah. Brian Wu. Oh, man, this is a weird one. 6 innings, 300 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks. That's okay. That's a poor quality start and a sub-1 whip. 1 strikeout. What? All of his hits came on low sinkers, and save for 1 4-seamer that was low. And that might be it. It was just everything was too low. because he's a very flat arm angle. And flat doesn't work down, it works up. You help them out when you go down. So that makes sense. He gets Angels next and he's healthy, so whatever. He only threw 70 pitches too. So, like, we're cool with Woo. We read Detmers against the Guardians, 5 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts, 16 whiffs, 34% CSW. That's nice, but, like, he still has the cherry bomb tag because, you know, he allows these really bad pitches and they get hit. It's not the safest matchup for him against the Mariners, but maybe that does work because if he throws fastballs in the zone, they can be overwhelmed. Casey Mize against the Jays, 4.1 innings, 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, and 0 strikeouts. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Neither Mize nor Kikuchi, and we'll talk about him in a second, earned a strikeout in this game. Right across 7.1 innings, if you can believe it. We are not going after Mize. Once he's able to dominate with 4 seamers in the zone, which I thought he was going to be able to, and then just kind of fell apart. We're not going to do this. And Yusei Kikuchi, really weird because he's 1 to 2 ticks down on everything. You know, it was honestly like not the worst locations, and it was everything that was, the slider isn't there, and hasn't been there for like about 3-4 starts now, and that's a little bit concerning, but like the change has been good enough and everything else has been good enough and like it's been fine. Slider's still not there, but the velocity drop is the thing that I'm like, uh-oh. Something clearly was affecting him yesterday. Maybe it was just the mound. Maybe he just wasn't feeling well. I'm hoping this is just a weird one-night bland and we just kind of move on. Ranger Suarez, you can look at this and go, oh no, he's done because it was 6 innings and 4 runs. But then it was just 7 base runners for 1-17 whip and 9 strikeouts in Coors. 19 whiffs for a Gallows pull. Changeup was brilliant. Really good cutters. Like, this is not the fall from grace. And if you think that I'm looking forward to the fall of grace for Ranger Suarez, you are massively mistaken. This is so awesome. Like, this is the beauty of this for me. Just because I'm not saying that he's going to be like, he should be in top 10 of the list right now because it's just logically not going to happen. I love when guys just completely continue to kill it because it's great. It's super fun. Yoshinobu Yamamoto did not have a good game against the Reds. Everything was right in the middle of YM lock. That is vertically middle. And that's not fun at all. The Reds walloped him a ton here. He had 8 strikeouts. That's cool. But it was 4 runs in 5 innings and 6 hits and two walks. And it's just, you're so close to being amazing. Javier Assad, I feel like this Vargas rule is coming to a close. It was 5 innings of 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. But it was only 7 whiffs. I feel like he's not as precise as he was. It's just not, You get the Reds next away from Cincy. Do you want to do that? It's up to you. And lastly, there's Pablo Lopez, who, yes, is going to be losing his aces and ace tag. Yes, he should have been dropped more last week. And he's had 2 bad starts since, and he's going to lose that. And I do feel like he has the TR that is a turnaround right away. But this was 4.2 innings of 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. Against the Rangers, 0 out of 15 changeup with a 9 CSW is just, ooh, boy. Sweeper and curve were both around like 24% CSW combined. This is just weird, and it's so strange for him to not have the changeup that is always there, having the sweeper getting hit far more than it was last year. The thing is, the command wasn't, like, so bad. It's weird with Pablo. Obviously, again, not going to be in the top 10, not going to be in the top 20. He's losing his ace, he's going to ace tag. It's sad. I'm buying low. At the same time, I do wonder if there's something underlying that we're unaware of that is affecting what he's doing. So, good luck with Pablo Lopez. We have tomorrow's and today's starters. Updates for today, there's really just Robert Gasser going today for the Cubs, not Freddy Peralta. And it's very strange. Russell Resource and pretty much RotoWire is saying that Freddy Peralta isn't going today nor tomorrow and going Wednesday, but we've got no reports on it. But I'm going to just listen to them because clearly they've seen something to do that. So that means tomorrow you have Zach Wheeler, Tyler Glasnow, Tarek Skubal, Cole Reagans, Kevin Gausman, Max Fried, Jerry Jones, Luis Castillo, and Grayson Rodriguez on ace day tomorrow, killing it. And just obviously, you start all of those guys. Jesus Luzardo had dipped velocity last time he gets the Padres, so he's going to be an improbable start. Nestor Cortez is killing against the Angels. That honestly could even be an auto start. Andrew Abbott has been on a Vargas rule, and he gets the Cardinals. And Zach Littell gets the Athletics. So those two guys are probable starts as well. Brian Bello is getting the Orioles. I don't love it. Changeup wasn't really there last time. I'd be a little conservative with this, even though it is in Baltimore. It's not a big fan of it. My streaming pick of the day, I can't believe this, is Matt Waldron against the Marlins. I know, it's wild, but like, he's had a good knuckleball, and maybe it sticks around. It's a questionable start here. It's the Marlins. hopefully you're throwing that hard knuckleball some more. Kyle Gibson, Brandon Faught, Hunter Brown, Tristan McKenzie all round out this tier. Gibson and Faught, they can go six innings. It's against Sin City and the Rangers respectively for Gibson and Faught, so don't love that at all. Hunter Brown, I do not trust, and same with Tristan McKenzie. And do not start to hear Jake Irvin against Atlanta. He's had some weird magic. Mitch Spence has done okay, and he gets the Rays. Griffin Canning gets the Yankees, no thanks. Dane Dunning is still ill, and he's going against the Diamondbacks, no thanks. It's Jose Quintana against the Dodgers, no. Ben Brown against the Milwaukee Brewers. They've been a solid offense, and Ben Brown doesn't go like five, six innings, and he throws two pitches, and neither of them are like truly elite, so no. Simeon Woods Richardson, if he has his great command against the Royals, sure, but the ceiling is so limited. Mike Clevenger, I just don't want to touch whatsoever against the Jays. Ryan Feltner against the Guardians. Spencer Howard against the Phillies, no. And the Brewers, whoever they're going to start tomorrow as well. That is it for today. Enjoy your Memorial Day. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.